Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Date at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 62 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate's still voting in an overnight session that is dragged into a morning session. Republican leaders buying time as they search for ways to secure enough support for President Trump's massive spending plan. The president today is set to visit what's become known as Alligator Alcatraz, a detention center built on the site of an old airport in the Florida Everglades. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it will eventually be able to hold about 5,000 people.
It's a massive runway, and, you know, there's not a lot of buildings out there, but there's a lot of concrete. And so these guys set up this whole thing within a matter of days.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will be in the United States next week for talks with senior members of the Trump administration. Officials in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, say the suspect in the ambush killing of two firefighters this week had wanted to be a firefighter himself. They also say he was a transient who was living in his car. This is ABC News. Wimbledon underway amid one of the most serious heat waves ever across Europe. Temperatures reaching 93 degrees at center court. One thing not affected by the heat, however, the new line judges. Here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
The long-standing tradition of line judges at Wimbledon are gone this year, giving way to electronic line calling bots calling the shots. It's supposed to take out the human error that has given way to drama during tournaments. Think John McEnroe arguing with a judge about a line call back in the day. But American tennis player John Isner says the high tech isn't without flaws, disagreeing with a call in earlier matches.
The ball was out.
But Isner says it's still the right application.
The Hawkeye is awesome for our sport.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Now back to the heat wave. Barcelona recording its hottest month of June ever since records began being collected over a century ago. Paris expected to hit 104 today. Belgium and the Netherlands also sweating all of it worse, since very few homes have air conditioning in Europe. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Your local Napa stores in Richland Center and Boscobel have the tools and accessories you need this summer. Pick up Milwaukee half-inch socket sets, metric or SAE, now just $69.99. Little tree three-packs are just two for $6 to keep your car smelling fresh. And don't forget the Sellers Blue Shop towels, 55 tough sheets per box, from tools to towels and everything in between. Napa's got you covered. Stop in today and get the good stuff.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm, parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Temperatures in the low 80s today with lots of sunshine and warm conditions. Clear and pleasant tonight, a low of 62. Wednesday, mid to upper 80s. Thursday, mid to upper 80s with isolated showers. And the 4th of July, 91 with a slight chance of thunderstorms later in the day. Northeast winds are at 2 miles per hour. After a low of 58, we're at 63 degrees. On the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, good morning. Today is Tuesday, the 1st of July.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Until that's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until that's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until that's no fun.
pressure till life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know.
Alabama on WRCO Radio, in a hurry today and don't know why. Well, stop and smell the roses just for a little bit. Anyway, today, hard to believe it's July 1st. Some things to recognize and celebrate today. It is Devotion to Duty Day. We celebrate and salute all of those who serve our armed forces. International Chicken Wing Day. Ooh, sounds good to me. It's also a National Ginger Snap Cookie Day. Oh, and Creative Ice Cream Flavor Day as well. They have a lot of really wacky flavors. National Postal Workers Day. It's Second Half of the Year Day. Wow, think about that. She starts the second half of the year. It's also Postage Stamp Day, and it's also National Zip Code Day. So a few things to recognize today on the 1st of July. 11 past 7, here's Kenny Chesney on FM 100.9.
Change my life. took me to the movies. I've dated some doozies. I've loved me some losers. Made out with some moochers. Chain smoking boozers. Some real douche canoers. I've loved me some losers.
Dated some doozies. I'm thinking maybe June could have written that song. I don't know. Anyway, 717, good morning, WRCO Radio. Phil Nee with you. It's Quizzy Poo Day. And Hank told me that he has he really worked long and hard on today's quiz. He said he spent about 3 minutes on it. I can't wait. It's coming up.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Celebrate with color and save big now through July 5th at Bailey Paint and Decorating's 4th of July sale for great paint and so-so jokes. Why did the painter bring a ladder to the store? Because they were going to take their color scheme to the next level. Located in downtown Richland Center, Bailey's is your trusted Benjamin Moore dealer, offering a full line of paints, stains, and accessories. Whether you're giving your deck a facelift or creating a bold indoor look, their expert team is ready to help. Don't miss out. The sale ends July 5th. Bailey Paint and Decorating, where color meets inspiration.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care team.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, young man.
What's up there, brother?
Nothing much. And you, young man?
You know, we're doing all right. Yeah.
Just goofing around today?
Goofing along. Yeah, absolutely.
Working. I mean, working, sorry.
Working, yeah.
Work. Joanne goofs. You know
as
what I mean?
As I mentioned, I looked next door. The Simpson Tractor was a flutter of activity this morning.
Well, what's going on?
Well, I don't know, but I feel guilty because I'm sitting in one spot with cobwebs forming on my head, and they're moving all over the place.
Yeah, those guys work, boy.
Yeah.
And kudos to all those people that work outside, I'm telling you what.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge again. Yeah. A lot Taco of people Bell's. Will be working on July 4th.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people like July 4th on a Friday because now you have a three-day weekend.
Sure. Well, for some it's like five, like vacation starts today, but, you know,
yeah, well, whatever.
Whatever the case
Enjoy
might be.
Enjoy it.
I know you've been really lamenting Taco Bell going down, though.
I've been over there a couple times.
Have you?
I can't find nothing.
Can't find anything.
Can't find anything.
Get in trouble for trespassing, though.
Dino, hopefully he gets me out of trouble.
Yeah, we know the guy. We know the head guy there.
Well, yeah. He wasn't impressed when he left, was he?
What's that?
He wasn't impressed when he left here, was he?
Well, I don't know. He was all right.
You think he was?
I think so, yeah.
I liked him.
Except you wanted to go over and help with the design and everything like that.
Yeah.
And we were trying to convince him to put other things in there, too.
Like a tunnel.
Taco Bell and Hardee's, you know, or something.
Or Hardee's and Taco Bell.
You'd never get any work done if that were the case. You know, you'd be over there every half hour.
Got those cherry turnovers.
Yeah, cherry turnovers and... You know, I know. I mean, you'll drive 100 miles for a
cherry turnover
and a Frisco burger. Oh, boy.
Two singles, though.
What? Oh, yeah, two singles. Don't get a double. You're cutting back.
Yeah, yeah. Cutting back.
Boy.
Yeah. Mm. That's how I look at it. Boy, I had a heck of a snack last night.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Talk about it on Friday?
Yeah.
All right.
I was in there writing it as we was.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
You're writing it as you were putting it together then?
No, I was writing it this morning. Oh. I put it together last night. And guess what it has in it?
Well, I don't know. Are you yours?
Chips.
Oh, chips. I should have known.
Yep.
Crushed chips,
yeah.
Yeah. Are they flavored or they have to be?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. The key is salt, right?
Yeah, salt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And regret. Anyway, today's Quizzy Poo Day.
Yes.
It is about the 4th of July.
Right.
So,
Philip.
Philip.
Quizzy New. Okay, so, got it.
So, Phil, have you noticed I've been starting to spell your name F-I-L-L, Phil?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. I answer to anything, really.
No, when copy are written, I put Phil.
Oh.
Don't even look at that, do you?
Nah.
I didn't figure you did. No one cares what I do.
After all these years.
Yeah, so.
The joke's kind of gotten old. Really.
You or me or both?
Both.
Oh, all right, buddy.
What do you got?
10 questions, true, false.
July
4th.
Okay.
All right. Number one, Wisconsin once banned public July 4th celebrations during World War II. True or false?
All right.
Number two, in Wisconsin, July 4th is considered the unofficial start of cranberry harvest season.
All right.
Number two. And West, no, number we are.
You're all confused. Number three?
Yeah. The first 4th of July celebration in Wisconsin happened in Green Bay in 1827. Number four, out of all 50 states, none were admitted to the Union on the 4th of July. It's a good question. All right. Number five, John Hancock's signature is the smallest on the Declaration of Independence.
No, mine is. that was one of the dumbest I ever did. They had a July 4th, or it was a bicentennial display, and they had the Declaration.
You did not sign
it. Yeah. Why didn't I sign like Marty Richards or something? But I wrote, Phil Knee.
Real small.
Because I felt so strongly about the Declaration of Independence. Signed just below John Hancock, And when they came to me and, accused, I said, I thought it was a spectator bus for the football game at Brookwood.
Yeah, about, I thought it might have been Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock, yeah.
Do you remember that from that Tommy Boy?
Famous musician.
Yes.
Right.
Herbie Hancock. Number five, John Hancock's signature is the smallest on the Declaration of Independence.
All right. Okay.
Number six, the 4th of July was celebrated even during the Civil War.
Hmm. All right.
Number sixer.
Seven.
Sevener. The 4th of July is the most popular day for beer sales in the U.S.
It's got to be that or the Super Bowl.
It depends if the Packers are playing.
Well, in Wisconsin. You're talking about Wisconsin?
No, I'm talking about everywhere.
Oh, everywhere. Okay. All right.
All right. Or when the Cowboys win.
Yeah. America's team, right?
I don't think so.
No.
Number eight, the term Independence Day appears in the Declaration of Independence. Number niner, three U.S. presidents died on July 4th. Pretty good questions this morning, Philip.
I know two did.
Okay.
Huh. I'll come back to that one. Number 10.
Well, once we pass it,
I'm not going back. I got to think about it. All right.
Number 10er. Fireworks have been part of the 4th of July celebration since the first anniversary.
All right. All right.
Are you ready?
I hope so.
What do you think you got?
I'm thinking Sevener.
Sevener.
Sevener, yeah. Yep.
New word today, Sevener.
Sevener.
All right, number one, Wisconsin banned public July 4th celebrations during World War II.
I'm going to say that's true.
Nope, it's false.
Oh! Rats!
Public gatherings were limited during wartime, but Wisconsin communities still found ways to mark the day.
Wow, by golly.
Yep. Yep.
What do you know?
Did I get you on number one? There we go.
Yeah, you did. You did.
All right.
Timothy brought some new fly swatters.
Let's put them down until I'm done, please.
All right.
Can I put them down until you're done?
Huh? No, I... Okay. All right. I'm kind of mad now.
I see that. Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin, July 4th is considered the unofficial start of cranberry harvest season.
I think that's false.
It is false. Cranberries are harvested in the fall, but typically September through October.
Woohoo! Yeah, I thought it'd be kind of early.
Yeah. Number three, the first 4th of July celebration in Wisconsin happened in Green Bay in 1827.
True?
It is true. Historical records show that Green Bay held early Independence Day festivals before statehood. All right. Out of all 50 states, are we on four?
Yes.
Out of all 50 states, none were admitted to the Union on the 4th of July.
True.
It is true.
Yes.
Do you know the state that is the closest to be admitted?
Wisconsin.
Idaho.
I don't know.
Idaho.
Idaho. Okay.
Idaho was the closest and admitted on July 3rd in 1890 and was
really?
The 43rd state. Yes.
Wow.
So. Okay. John Hancock's signature is the smallest on the Declaration of Independence.
Which one is that?
I don't know. Number five?
I'm off. Okay. Number five. I've got false for that one.
That is true. John Hancock's signature is the smallest on the Declaration of Independence. That is false.
False.
Yes. He is famously the largest and most prominent name on that.
Okay. Until I signed it.
Until Phil Nee signed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then John Hancock moved underneath Herbie.
Why? They must teach history different in Arkansas.
Do you remember that, though?
Oh, yeah.
Tommy Boy?
Oh, sure.
If you haven't seen the clip of where, just Google Herbie Hancock and look at that clip.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know this one. Herbie Hancock.
Boy.
Yep. Number six, the 4th of July was celebrated even during the Civil War.
True.
It is true.
Woo!
Both Union and, it's actually a big thing, both Union and Confederate states marked the day in various ways despite the war. And sometimes you've had Union and Confederate people celebrating the 4th of July just like they did Christmas together.
Isn't that incredible?
Yep. Yep.
They can put their bygones be bygones for one day.
Yep. Tough war that was. It was. What a way to die. Number seven.
Yep.
The 4th of July was celebrated even during the Civil War. We already said that. Number seven says the 4th of July is the most popular day for beer sales in the U.S.
True.
It is true. Beer sales spike around Independence Day more than any other holiday.
Mm. And hot dog sales are pretty good, too,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Or brats, hamburgers, uh-huh. Whatever. Right. Whatever you can buy at a local vendor from Lone Rock, Boscobel, whatever you want to go.
Right.
So, the term Independence Day appears in the Declaration of Independence.
I believe that's false.
It is false. The document doesn't use the phrase Independence Day. Ooh. Number nine, three U.S. presidents died on July 4th.
True?
It is true.
Oh, good.
John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on July 4th of 1826. James Monroe died on July 4th in 1831.
Okay, yeah. So, I wrote a theme about that.
So, did you?
Yep.
On the Independence Day where you signed Herbie Nee?
No, it was after that.
No, it was after that. Okay.
Where I made fun of James Monroe's picture and had to write a theme about him.
So, yeah, that a boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy. Always in trouble, aren't you?
Thank you very much.
Yep. Fireworks have been a part of the 4th of July celebration since the first anniversary.
False.
No, it's true.
Oh! I was on a nice roll, too.
True. In 1777, Philadelphia marked July 4th with fireworks, bonfires, and bells that are ringing.
Oh, boy.
What'd you get, buddy?
Eight correct.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad, young man.
Not going on the fridge.
Hey, did I get you on number one, though?
Yeah, you did.
Ding, 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 yep, ding. Where's your little bell at that you
want? I was almost pretty sure of that one.
I thought you were.
Yeah. I was pretty sure I had it right.
Yeah.
But...
I was pretty sure you didn't.
Oh, boy. But last week, I changed the stupid thing, and I got it
wrong. You changed it three times, I think.
No,
you
I changed it once.
No, I think you changed it, and then changed it back, and then changed it back to...
Oh, well. Let's go swat some flies.
Okay? Well, what? You have the yellow one. I have the yellow ones. You have the red.
On God. On God. Oh.
Ouch.
There you go.
Would you stop hitting me on the side of the head? Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. Everybody. Ouch. Have a good day, everybody. Be kind.
Go take a shower so those flies don't follow you around so much there, Hank.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
The calendar brings a change of seasons. So does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This day in history, 1963, the U.S. Post Office inaugurated its first five-digit zip codes, 53581. 1973, the Drug Enforcement Administration was established. And in 1984, the first movie rated PG-13, Red Dawn, starring Patrick Swayze, debuted. I had to ask my mom whether I could go or not. I believe I was 24 at the time or something. But anyway, coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Birthday VIPs today. All the best to Don Gadisek and also to Deb Niemeyer from Park Street Christian Church. David Dombeck from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Have an awesome 96th. Keep on playing your accordion. Happy birthday to Sherry Fry from the Pink Flamingos. Also to Cindy Harris from Blue River United Methodist Church. Eileen Kunai, happy 90 years young from Blue River United Methodist Church. To a great sister, Donna Imhoff of Muscadet. Maybe Rich will take you on a hot date from your sister, Patty. Greetings to Kirsten Kay from Granny, Mom, Kylie, Jose, and Olivia, and Jack, Nick, Poppy, and Marigold. Have an awesome day, just like you. Love you lots. Happy birthday to Kim McPherson from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Trinda Wells, love from Sheila and the family. The RC Lions saluting Trinda Wells. John Michael Murray, Hunter Gerner, and Julie Huth, Debbie Wirtz, and Ruth Wilson. Bloom City Town Crier saluting Lola Higgins, Nick Rogstad, Trinda Wells, and happy anniversary to Glenn and Deb Niemeyer today. Happy anniversary, Glenn and Deb from Park Street Christian Church, and happy anniversary to Jeff and Gloria Joseph from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
You've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race. At Edward Jones, we apply that consistent approach to long-term investing. Hi, I'm Kevin Bartles, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis is a key to long-term growth. We call this systematic investing. And though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it is a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of just enduring. To learn more, call us at 608-647-8889 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Coming up in just a little bit, Joanne checks in with the news right here on the radio.
When you got your woman, you've got everything. She may not be a pitter in a Playboy magazine, but to me she's the greatest touch of heaven touching me. I may not own a big house or drive a fancy limousine, but when you got your woman, what a woman will do when she gets all the love she needs. Ain't it funny how a man can change when a woman puts his mind at ease? How can one man be so lucky to know the riches love can bring? When you've got your woman, my day. She puts love where the hurt is, makes my troubles fade away. How can one man be
Music on WRCO Radio. Phil Nee, hoping you have an awesome day. Joanne has the news coming up. We have sports and we have our trivia question of the day next hour right here.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Lots of sunshine and warm conditions today, a high of 83. Tonight, clear and pleasant with a low of 62. In Richland Center, after a low of 58, it's 66 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or stem insect killers for $5.99 and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin is closing in on a new bipartisan state budget. Civic Media's Shelley Pittman reports.
Governor Tony Evers announced a tentative deal early this morning. The agreement includes $330 million for child care, including money directly to providers as the pandemic-era child care counts program winds down. There's also $1.4 billion in new funding for K-12 schools. And despite a rumored cut, the Universities of Wisconsin or UW system would get $256 million under the deal, plus $840 million for campus building projects. The governor called it the largest boost to the state university system in nearly 20 years. The bill also includes $1.3 billion in income tax cuts, mostly for the middle class. About 1.6 million people would see an average cut of $180 per year. That's a popular idea. A recent Marquette poll found 65% of voters want at least half of the state's $4 billion surplus used for tax cuts. The legislature's budget committee meets at 9 a.m. today to take up the package. The full state legislature is expected to vote on the package tomorrow. After that, Evers has 10 business days to act on the plan.
Last week, the legislature's Joint Committee on Finance voted to not fully fund the Department of Justice's Victim Services budget request. Office of Crime Victim Services Executive Director Shira Phelps says without adequate funding, local programs will be forced to lay off staff, reduce hours and programming, or close. Phelps says victims would also lose crisis counseling, emergency shelter, legal help, and life-saving programs. Late Friday, the legislature's Joint Committee on Finance approved $20 million to go towards victim services. DOJ had requested nearly $68 million over 2 years. Phelps and other advocates joined Attorney General Josh Call for a Monday press conference. A law intended to help students read only receive part of its intended funding from state legislators. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
Republican legislators on the state's Joint Finance Committee released only part of the funds allocated for 2023 Act 20, a law that mandates phonics-based instruction to address reading literacy in schools across Wisconsin. The law called for $50 million in funding, but only $9 million was released. The money will be used to hire over five dozen literacy coaches at schools with the lowest reading scores. The remaining $41 million is now returned to the state's general fund.
State Democratic lawmakers introduced legislation aimed at protecting Wisconsin farmers from trade disruptions and bolstering food security on Thursday. The legislation was introduced by State Senator Brad Paff and State Representative Jenna Jacobson. According to a press release, the bill would establish a $30 million agricultural purchase program run by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The program would seek to provide more demand for local food producers and reduce costs for families. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that UW Health is not legally required to collectively bargain with its nurses' union in a unanimous decision last week. The court's ruling was based on Act 10, the 2011 law passed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker that essentially ended collective bargaining for public employees like nurses and teachers in the state. Representatives from the nurses' union said while they're disappointed in the decision, they will continue to explore other pathways to restore their collective bargaining rights, including new legislation. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin released the fifth annual report of the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access on Monday. According to the report, roughly 93,000 previously unserved locations and about 163,000 households and businesses were connected to high-speed internet service in the last year. The report also recommended allocating additional state funding for broadband expansion, as well as prioritizing both the deployment of fiber technology where possible and alternative options in more difficult-to-reach areas. Some students are trying to figure out how AI can change everything. Microsoft and UW-Milwaukee have officially opened a new $3 million AI lab aimed at connecting local manufacturers with the latest automation technology. The lab unites UWM's Connected Systems Institute with Titletown Tech to help Wisconsin businesses develop AI-driven automation. The partnership is expected to boost both innovation and competitiveness for manufacturers across the state. A home was a complete loss following a fire in Muscadet Sunday afternoon. The Muscadet Fire Department responded to a call at the Cup home at 236 North Wisconsin Avenue around 2:15 Sunday. Firefighters were fighting the blaze under adverse conditions with high heat and muggy conditions for 7 hours. The Muscadet Fire Department received mutual aid from the Avoca, Blue River, and Richland Center Fire Departments. The Muscadet EMS, the Boscobel EMS, Muscadet Police Department, and Muscadet Utilities. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 7.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.96 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 1.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 30.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.74 a gallon Sunday, while the most expensive was $3.49 a gallon, a difference of 75 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.14 a gallon. The national average is up 1.1 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 32.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 2.7 cents in the last week and stands at $3.68 per gallon. Gas Buddy also released its 2025 Independence Day gas price forecast, projecting the national average price of gas falling to $3.15 per gallon on July 4th, down nearly 35 cents from last year's July 4th average to the lowest Independence Day tally since 2021. Though recent events have caused some turmoil and volatility in energy markets, gas prices have returned to decline due to cooling Middle East geopolitical tensions and increased oil production from OPEC in recent months. Something to keep in mind for the 4th of July in your backyard fireworks display is not everyone can handle them. Erin Collins is a victim advocate at Amplify Health System.
The most important thing to remember during this holiday season is that there are people out there that you may not know that hide out in their houses, that avoid the fireworks and the festivities, and it's not because they're less patriotic or less appreciative of the holidays. It's just that the loud cracks and booms associated with fireworks is very difficult for them to handle.
Those loud noises can be difficult for some individuals who have post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, which is a mental health disorder that can develop in some people after they witness a scary, dangerous, or even shocking event.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can affect a lot of people this time of year when it comes to fireworks being set off, that kind of noise that occurs afterwards. We often assume that people are okay. We just shoot fireworks whenever we feel like it. But there's a lot of people that are held up inside their homes that are bracing for the impact this time of year that may have gone through a traumatic experience that has led them to be afraid of loud cracks and booms.
Colin says there are things you can do to be mindful of others who may have difficulty in coping with the sudden sounds from 4th of July festivities.
Following local ordinances is important in shooting off proper fireworks that aren't not too loud or too flashy. Also containing it around the time of the 4th of July is better. It's a lot more surprising for people who have PTSD when they're firing them off at all hours of the day during the week. So they can brace for impact on the 4th of July. But if there's fireworks going off at all hours, then it's a lot more difficult for them to cope. Sometimes our veterans who have come back from foreign wars are impacted by those loud cracks and booms from fireworks. Some of them have trauma or PTSD, and it's important to remember them during this time of year, not only as a celebration for their sacrifice, but also to be aware that they may be impacted by those celebrations.
If you are suffering from PTSD, the best thing to do is to talk to your primary care provider about treatment options.
They may include some medications to help ease the anxiety or depression that often is associated with that disorder. Also, counseling and therapy can be very effective in adapting to a life. Whether you're a service member who is discharged or a member of the public.
There is hope if you suffer from PTSD. Erin Collins says it is very treatable.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Tuesday, July 1st. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of rural Waniwak, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Greenwood Lutheran Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Wednesday from 4 until 7. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of rural Waniwak. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of rural Hill Point, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, July 12th at 3, at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, July 12th, from 1 until the time of service at 3. Memorials can be made to the family. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of rural Hill Point. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Ashley Pulvermacher Fry McNamer and Hank McNamer had a son, Jackson Benjamin Stahl.
It's time to celebrate our independence with new appliances and a television from Town & Country TV & Appliance. Shop this week for markdowns, closeouts, and rebates. Visit us anytime online at townandcountryrc.com. It's time to celebrate our independence with new appliances and a television from Town & Country TV & Appliance. Shop this week for markdowns, closeouts, and rebates. Visit us anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board is sponsoring a series of canoe outings on the Wisconsin River through July. The Large Voyager Replica Canoes, commissioned by the State of Wisconsin in conjunction with the Sesquicentennial in 1998, are used for the trips that explore different segments of the river. Trips are scheduled for today from 9 to 1 from Gotham to Muscadet and Thursday from 9 to 2 from Lone Rock to Gotham. To make a reservation or for questions, contact The Riverway Board Office at 608-739-3188. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Looking for a high today of 83, it's 68 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate is still making its way through amendments to the big budget bill President Trump once passed. Republican leaders searching for ways to secure more support for the package of massive tax breaks and huge cuts to Medicaid. Family members of the man accused of killing two Idaho firefighters, 20-year-old Wes Rowley, had wanted to be a firefighter himself, they say. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what we're learning about the ambush.
Evidence suggests that Rowley used a flint to spark a blaze and draw firefighters onto Canfield Mountain. Rowley eventually killed himself, and Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris says,
"We have not been able to find any manifesto."
Rowley's landlord tells the AP that it wasn't ideology, but mental illness that drove the 20-year-old to commit a murder-suicide.
Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students in 2022, has agreed to take a plea deal and is expected in court tomorrow, where a guilty plea will be entered. His trial was set to begin in just a few weeks. This is ABC News.